Let's see here. All right. Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. Hope you're doing well. Got a story out of KuCoin that I want to talk about. It's about XRP. The volume overnight exploded higher. It says XRP ignites as spot volume skyrockets. XRP surprised this weekend with a sudden surge of over 2,860% on its spot flows in barely 8 hours. This historic peak occurring in a quiet market reignites speculation about possible cycles change. This is something that I have to get through to people. I cannot get over how many students of mine last year were completely enveloped with greed. This is an emotion that you have to pull out of your mind, of your body, when you're investing in crypto, because crypto pumps and dumps happen really fast. And we are converting now into the cycle of institutions buying. This isn't a dip, that's a crash. Would you agree with me that a 50% retracement in price is a crash? I believe that anything 50% or more in an asset class, a class of assets, is a crash. We have seen Bitcoin go from 126,000 to where it sits. Well, the other day it was at 60,000. That is 50%. And I believe that we could see even more downturn in the price of crypto. Now, something that's really important that I can't seem to get through to people. I saw people last year put all their money into one or two picks, one or two projects, and it would go up and they would, or they wouldn't listen to the videos. They wouldn't watch in the right time sequence. They wouldn't pay attention to the lessons teaching against this. They'd put all their money and it would go up. And instead of pulling out 10% at 10% profit or 20% profit or even 100%, they thought it was going to go to the moon. And these cycles are changing fast. The volume of XRP is rising significantly because there are backdoor deals there are deals for large institutions to come up and pick up certain swaths of this. Now, that doesn't mean that tomorrow the price of XRP is going to explode higher. What it means, and there, institutions have a really neat way of putting out FUD, bad news cycles, and when they get sellers, retail sellers, to capitulate and sell, they are going to reap the rewards and they're going to let it run its course for quite some time. I do not personally believe that we are in the four-year crypto cycle any longer because of geopolitical threats and risks, coupled with the fact that XRP, Bitcoin, Solana, and many other large cap cryptocurrencies are part of exchange traded products, okay? Because there's going to always be a certain amount of flow into those because of pension funds. Now it says here, while some see, oh, real quick, we are bringing back the sale on the crypto tax course. If you want to take that course, I highly suggest people learn everything you can about the tax system. About crypto, it is a lot. There are people that are just taking the numbers from Coinbase, from Gemini, from crypto.com, and giving it to their CPA. And I'm telling you right now, those numbers are not representing your true gains and losses. So go and take a look at that if you'd like. Now it says here, while some see it as simple technical rebound, others detect a precursor signal. In any case, this volatility spike breaks the stupor of that had surrounded crypto for several weeks. That came out of KuCoin, and I can't be more serious when I say that I want you to consider bringing on a mindset shift, that of a institutional investor. Institutions buy things while they're low, and then they sell them when the first two-thirds of a move happen, while retail is just finally getting in. If you could reset, and I'm gonna give you an example of a young man I talked to the other day that told me he was scared to sell his XRP. He had been dollar cost averaging, and he used words like, I'm patient, I'm in it for the long term. That's what retail says. And so I suggested to him, I said, let me ask you something. How long would it take you to save $1,000? He said, about 10 weeks. I said, all right, this is what I think you should do. And I gave him some advice. I said, you need to start thinking like an investor and not like a hodler, a holder, a bag holder. Keep your XRP on a wallet, a secure wallet, off exchange. I get that. Go do that. You like XRP for long haul, right? He goes, yes. I'm like, all right, take the $1,000, break it into two or three chunks, maybe, two $500 chunks. If you want to go crazy with the $1,000 chunk, this is what I want you to do. I want you to set up a set of parameters and say, write them down. If XRP, like find the average drops when things significantly drop, one of those days like we had, last Friday, when the stock market is tanking, or Thursday, when the stock market's tanking, gold and silver selling off, crypto selling off, everything's selling off, right? Go back historically and look at how big of a drop, a daily drop, XRP would average. The average really bad day for XRP is like 10, 15%, right? He said, all right, and I'm elaborating because I didn't tell him all of this, but I'm telling you this. Then you, if you believe in XRP, right? Or you believe in Bitcoin, you believe in Solana, whatever project it is, you believe in it. You're like, I'm holding for the long haul. Instead of dollar cost averaging, why don't you do this? Take that chunk, a chunk of your cash that you saved up. And when it drops and you write down these parameters, let's say 15% in one day, you go, boom, I'm hitting it. But what you do is you watch those charts on the day it's diving. And I want you just to wait for the price to just flatline a little bit. Just sit. Volume stays steady, flatlining. You go, I'm buying it. Now inside, you know you've just bought it at a deal. It's something you would have held long-term already, right? But you bought it. Now what you're going to do is you're going to take advantage of one of the most incredible chart technical analysis cycles ever. And that is called a dead cat bounce. And it is a real thing. You see, when something gets slammed down, anything, equities, bonds, crypto, gold and silver, they get taken down one day. You know what happens the next day? A bunch of value investors and a bunch of hopium-filled retail investors move in and they go, today's different. And you wait till the opening and it starts to pop 5%, 10%. And what you're waiting for is that daily candle, the one that was red where you bought down there at that bottom, you want it to rebound. You're looking for it to rebound 50% of that down candle. About 85% of the time, it works every time. But what if it doesn't work? Guess what? You only bought something that you're okay with holding on to, right? But the odds are stacked in your favor now. What you do is then you sell and you take that profit, whether it be 10%, 20%. The other day, I showed everybody live. Here, I bought it, down candle. Later that day, sold it, 30% or 28% gain. Now I've got the money. And I said, now I want you to take the 50% of the gain. Let's say you put $10,000 into it and it now is worth $13,000, right? You profited $3,000. I want you to take 50% of $3,000 and set it aside. Preferably, we put it into USDC on Coinbase or an exchange that would give you 4% and just let it sit there. That's your tax money. It's just sitting there. Well, now you've got the original $10,000 back plus the $1,500 profit. Guys, type one if this makes sense, because I guarantee you there are people that are going to listen to this video, but they're not going to hear it. They're going to listen, but they're not going to hear, which means they're not going to get it. Now you got $11,500 to do it again. That's being a crypto sniper. That's what I'm working on right now, two courses. And I highly suggest people take the crypto tax course. There's nothing like it in the country. We have so many CPAs taking it. It's awesome. Thank you to all the CPAs that are taking the course, because they're just learning about all this, which is good. But that's being a crypto sniper. And I'm going to work on a crypto sniper program for people during this downturn to take very important shots downrange at low-priced cryptos that are value-adding while the downturn's happening. Like one of the cryptos I've talked about forever that I doubled, and I've got massive losses on some of these positions, but I don't sit there when they go down 5 or 10% in dollar cost average. I personally wait for, if I've already made my position move and I wait for it to drop 50%, I'll double my position. That's mine, but that's my personal trigger point in crypto, right? That's what we have to have, our own trigger points, our own convictions. We can't be led with greed. That's why I lost 100% of the time in stocks, and I lost that time in crypto. And thank heavens, early in my crypto career, I smacked it. I got smacked out of it. I wasn't led with emotions anymore. I got enough emotions I got to deal with in other parts of my life. So that's taking those shots. We've got to become institutional investors. That's why XRP volume is blowing up in the last 8 hours. Institutions are picking it up. But guess what? Institutions also know something I do. XRP is probably going to get weaker in price. That's not a time. That's don't sell it. That's emotion. If you're down on a position, you go find another way to bring in a little bit of money and start differently. And you start small, little increments. Can you guys do me a favor? If you have got an issue, and I had this issue, you're like, greed takes over, and it's like, I want to get rich quick. I want that quick, get that fixed, and you're losing. You're losing in stocks. You're losing in crypto. You're losing in maybe real estate. I want you to make a commitment to yourself and put it out loud. I'm not going to let greed get the better of me. Just put it in the comment section, because you got to say it out loud. You got to type it. You got to take a stand. Because there's going to be way too much opportunity in the precious metals markets here coming up soon, and in the crypto markets as they get come down because of the stock market with a little bit more of a sell-off because of the AI bubble bursting and a bunch of other tech plays bursting. Because jobs are being lost like crazy as companies lay off. This is happening right now. You can't let greed and emotion overtake you during the greatest opportunity to make money. And remember, with any asset, the day you make money is the day you buy, because hopefully you're buying right. I hope this is getting through to some people. We're almost ready for the charge symbol. All right, I got a lot of cleanup here. I'm gonna turn this into a cool set. I got my, hold on. Oh gosh, do you know how long it's been? Yeah, watch, hold on, stand by. Boy, I get excited about the stupidest things. Watch out, you're about to see a part of the ninja you won't want to see, and that's my backside. Can you even see the tricycle? Ah, crap, I'm going to have to work on camera angles. Anyway, with that being said, the economic ninja, oh, my bell's broke too, is out.